friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. And happy Friday. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the May 21st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. It's a rest day at the inaugural Basketball Africa League tournament in Kigali, Rwanda. The competition features 12 of Africa's top professional clubs, and the action resumes on Saturday with 3 games at the Kigali Arena. GS Petroliers of Algeria will play Ferro Viario de Maputo of Mozambique. AS Douanes of Senegal is matched against Egypt's Zamalek. And in what should be a great test for the local team, the Kigali-based Patriots will face U.S. Monastir of Tunisia. Both teams are unbeaten, and Monastir has been picked as title favorites by more than a few African basketball followers, including Liz Mills, the female Australian coach of Kenya's national men's team.
Voice of America!
The Voice of America is a proud broadcasting partner of the new Basketball Africa League. The VOA has been described as a United Nations of broadcasting, and we're providing coverage of the league in multiple languages: English, French, Bambara, Kenya, Rwanda, Wolof, and Portuguese. But let's get back to the language of BAL hoops. In results Thursday, the Tunisian side Monastir trounced Nigeria's Rivers Hoopers 99-70. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Tunisian big man, Radwane Slimane, who was player of the game. Slimane scored 23 points, and he was especially impressive from long range, making 6 of his 9 three-point shot attempts. Also Thursday, AS Saleh of Morocco defeated AS Police of Mali 88-79. Now, each BAL team in Kigali is allowed 4 imports. And let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to one of those imports, American guard Terrell Stoglin of Saleh. He became the first player to score 40 points in the Basketball Africa League. And in one other game Thursday, Petro de Luanda of Angola edged FAP of Cameroon 66-64. Group play will wrap up on Sunday at the Kigali Arena. And looking ahead to next week, there will be quarterfinal games on May 25th and May 26th. The semifinals are on May 28th. And the first Basketball Africa League championship game will be played on May 30th. Meanwhile, fans, reporters, as well as players across East Africa are applauding the BAL tournament in Kigali. They say the competition will go a long way to inspire and attract millions of young players. Magume Davis Rakawinj tells us more from Kampala, Uganda.
Basketball fan Albert Ahabwe says literally glued on his TV set so as not to miss a game since Basketball Africa League, or BAL, kicked off at the magnificent Kigali Arena in the Rwandan capital Kigali on Sunday.
What has impressed me is the resourcefulness, the facilities, the general feel of the tournament. It speaks of a professional, high-level organization. Some of the things are a proper NBA touch. The things that they put in the players' rooms, the equipment, the practice courts, the everything, the general logistics of the whole thing are not something Africa is used to.
Rwandan reporter Gakuba Felix Abdujabal, common known as Romario, agrees.
The level of the competition is really very high and very impressive. So I can say that we are actually enjoying the tournament itself because we've seen very good talented players, very young talented players, particularly in the Rwandan team, Patriot, which is representing the country. We have seen a lot of very good players that really have a potential. And more importantly, I can say that the bar will be very important for East Africa in particular and Africa in general, as it has really exposed a lot of talents that people really didn't know.
The competition was to have begun last year but was put off in March 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. 12 teams across Africa are participating at the inaugural tournament, including host Patriots, who opened the tournament by beating Nigeria's River Hoppers 83-60, the excitement of local fans. Dini Karemela is a sports analyst in Rwanda.
I'm impressed by three things, basically. Number one, it is the ability for these people to pull off this tournament. And by doing that, they are showing the country's determination to change livelihoods and encourage partnerships that will, you know, grow Rwanda's economy sustainably over the foreseeable future. So for the country, that is a very big win. And number two, we've seen social media go crazy. And Rwanda, yes, Rwanda is out there. It is Visit Rwanda everywhere. But also it is an opportunity for us to export Rwanda's promising talents to professional leagues across the world.
Lizzie Akumu, who was recently summoned for the Kenyan national basketball team, says he's learning a lot from the tournament.
The teams at BAL are top teams from different African countries, and this will help especially players to be appreciated and learn great deals, or rather opportunities, both in Africa and outside Africa. There is healthy competition from the teams, and like I said, BAL is a big platform, and just like every other competition, players are bringing out super competitive talents in them. And personally, watching BAL motivates a lot. Seeing players pushing themselves, making things work strategically to the last whistle is exciting, and I get to learn a lot too as a player.
Ugandan team captain Jimmy Enabu says to now be every basketball player's dream to feature at BAL.
This is where we want to play. So every year you compete in your local league and hope to emerge as a champion because you know that there is something higher. So looking at the BAL, this is very motivational for me, motivational for my teammates, because you always feel like there is always a level higher than the one that you're playing that you can push yourself to compete at.
Tanzania sports analyst Nasiri Nchimbi also says he's greatly impressed by the BAL tournament and believes it came at the right time to excite fans after many days of horrifying COVID-19 pandemic.
For most Africans, it has been like a surprise. But for those who have been the major part of the process, are not surprised with the process, because the president of African Basket Association has been working hard to bring this game here into Africa. Kudos to the president of African Basket Association, Mr. Amadou Fall, together with the NBA commissioner, Mr. Adam Silver, for bringing the game here in Africa, because a lot of Africans have been dreaming of the game. How do they dream? By going abroad so that they can fulfill their dream. But right now, they have to fulfill their dream out here in Africa, since the game and the ball is on their court.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
My name is Elizabeth Okumu, assistant captain and player, University of Nairobi Dynamites basketball team, and currently a player of Lioness, the Kenya national team. You're listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, Bamboozit. DC.
Also applauding the new Basketball Africa League is Peter Amadu, the assistant coach of Nigeria's national women's basketball team. In an interview with Iron Mike Gambonye, Coach Amadu had this to say.
Yes, on the issue of VAR, great initiative, great idea, and a great step. We believe that before now, at least such idea would have been initiated. But there's always a saying that says it's never late than never. So we thank God for FIBA Africa. We thank God for NBA Africa for this great initiative. Today, Basketball Africa League has started, and we know that it was started earlier before now due to the pandemic and the COVID-19 that has shut the whole world down, and a lot of competition and a lot of programming, a lot of traveling was restricted because of the COVID-19. So great idea, great one there, I will still tell you.
Some basketball analysts, coaches, and officials have argued that the number of teams for the Basketball Africa League should be increased. What's your take?
For the number of teams that are taking part presently in BAL, in a large continent like Africa, I still believe it's not enough, and they should be able to expand it, because if you look at the method of picking, six teams went for elimination, qualifies, and give their very best. But the other six countries were picked, which I remember Nigerian Royal Hooper was one of the teams that were picked. And the question I ask most times, what happened to the second team? Sometimes you might be surprised that the second teams might be better than even the first in terms of organization, in terms of playing. But winning the championship does not make you a better team at that year until you prove it once or twice, which I tell you, FIBA Africa should look into it and be able to create another avenue, another pool, another competition for the second team that will not be left out. Because if it's only first affair, then that means that you might not get the best team, the best player in terms of playing basketball in Africa. I'm also urging them.
Do you think that in future the organizers and sponsors of the Basketball Africa League should create a new league for women basketball clubs in the continent?
I'm also urging FIBA Africa, NBA Africa, to be able to extend the league to the female side. And with the kind of abundance of talent we have in Africa, I'm sure when that is done, the world will have a pool to look into it. I take you back to the NBA draft this year. You could remember only in Nigeria, you have 9 players who were only drafted from Nigeria. And with such opportunity now, I'm sure the world will have a lot and a lot of opportunity, a lot of pool to look into in Africa. So I want to thank FIBA Africa for a great job well done. I want to thank NBA Africa and especially to our Voice of America for promoting the game of basketball. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. That's Peter Amedu, the assistant coach of Nigeria's national women's basketball team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
My name is Coach Peter Afeva Amedu. I'm the assistant coach of the female national team, the Tigres. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Yo, 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 sporty greetings, man. I'm Evelyn Akato, forward for the Tigress Nigerian Women's National Team and Flams Carolo Basket. Bonjour, bonjour, my people. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The new Basketball Africa League in Rwanda is supported by both the NBA, the National Basketball Association, and FIBA, the International Basketball Federation. As we head into the weekend action in Rwanda, the NBA playoffs are ready to tip off here in the United States. Let's take a look at the first round matchups. Our VOA basketball fans will remember all of the series in the NBA playoffs are best of seven games, so the first team to win four games advances. In the Eastern Conference, the top seed is the Philadelphia 76ers, who feature Cameroonian star Joel Embiid. Philadelphia will play my favorite NBA team, the Washington Wizards. Go Wizards! The New York Knicks are matched against the Atlanta Hawks. The Milwaukee Bucks with superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo will play the Miami Heat. And the Brooklyn Nets will play the Boston Celtics. In the Western Conference, the top seed is the Utah Jazz, who had the NBA's best overall record in the regular season, 52 wins and 20 losses. Now, the Jazz will meet the winner of Friday night's play-in game between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors will host that play-in game at their new Chase Center Arena in San Francisco, California. In the other Western Conference playoff matchups, the Los Angeles Clippers will play the Dallas Mavericks. The Denver Nuggets are matched against the Portland Trail Blazers. And the Phoenix Suns will face LeBron James and the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Citizens living in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, do not have full representation in Congress. Once a fringe issue, a bill for D.C. statehood recently passed the House of Representatives, but faces high hurdles in the Senate. Host Carol Castile sheds the light on this important topic. Listen for it on Encounter this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castile, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielleVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielleVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Mitchell-Sredovic, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. Samson Omale joins us once again with another extra spicy package of African sports news. Sporty Friday greetings, Samson.
Sporty Friday greetings to you, Sonny. We begin the wrap of this weekend's African sports action with the second leg quarterfinal matches of the continent's elite club competition, the CAF Champions League. Eight teams will be jostling for the four semifinal spots that are up for grabs. Wydad Casablanca of Morocco are on course to reach the semifinals for the fifth time in six seasons. after dominating a 1-1 draw at Mouloudia Alger of Algeria. With Wydad Casablanca hosting the Champions League final, Wydad have a huge incentive to reach the semi-finals, where they are likely to face Kaizer Chiefs of South Africa, who crumbled 4-0 to the Moroccans in a group game. Elsewhere, title holders Al Ahly take on South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns on Saturday. The South Africans are in an identical position to last season, trailing record 9-time champions Al Ahly 2-0, entering the second leg of the quarterfinals. Mamelodi Sundowns co-coach Makuba Nkwerti believes they can exploit the weak defense of Al Ahly to turn the game around.
It's no doubt one of the biggest matches. We are playing against one of the oldest clubs in Africa, and the biggest club in Africa, the club of the century. So everybody is fully aware. But the other good thing is that we've been meeting them consecutively. Now it will be for the third time in the same competition. And we were eliminated by them last year, who went on to go and win it. A year before that, we eliminated them. So it becomes a very interesting clash that we also want an opportunity to go past them so that we can book our place in the semifinals. And we know it's not going to be easy. We are not playing against a weak team. We are playing against a team that has got a lot of pride in that red jersey. But I'm also as equally confident of the team that we have and the preparations that we have had thus far.
The game has the added spice of facing former coach Pitso Mutsumani for the first time since he left the club.
Mixed emotions, but at least we played the first match, we broke the ice. So now it's okay. It's an advantage because you have an edge, but it's like halftime you are leading 2-0. You know, it doesn't mean anything. Football is football. How many times at Ali we have lost 2-0 at halftime and we won the match 3-2? So just a small advantage, you know, gives you a little bit of confidence and puts a little bit of pressure on the opposition. Yeah, let's see. We'll see how it goes. It's okay as long as the pitch is okay. It's no issue, no problem. Yeah, but the weather is not that bad. It's a bit fresh, yes, of course, because it's a bit warm that side. But it's not that cold. You can say that it's not in Japan yet. You know, you can say it's very cold. No. No excuses.
Coach Mutsumani reflects on his side's cramped schedule in the last few weeks and ahead of the CAF Super Cup in Qatar.
We have had we have 5 big games. I wouldn't say the 6th or the 7th is not big, but in terms of our short-term or mid-term plan, we played Etihad away in Alexandria. We got the results. We played Zamalek. Okay, we dropped 2 points at home, but to get 4 points out of 6 against Zamalek is a big one. And then, Mamelodi Sundowns, we won the first leg. So we're going for the second leg, and then we're going direct from here to Qatar for the cup final, the African Super Cup. They are big games for us, and less days in between. But it's our life in Egypt. We live like that. We play every 3 days.
In Tunisia, Belouizdad of Algeria take a 2-0 advantage over 4-time champions Osporans to Tunisia and boast the leading Champions League scorer this season in 8-goal Amir Sayoud. While many Champions League contenders could be Osporans and field multinational sides, Belouizdad will rely on 10 Algerians plus Beninese Marceline Kouapa. In Dar es Salaam, South Africa's second representative at the CAF Champions League this season, Kaizer Chiefs are taking a 4-0 lead to Simba of Tanzania at the Benjamin Mkapa National Stadium on Saturday. Simba staged the greatest Champions League comeback 42 years ago, winning 5-0 at the Mufulira Wanderers of Zambia after losing 4-0 at home, and the current team have not given up hope of another miracle. Coach Dide Gomez da Rosa believes anything can happen in football.
Yeah, for sure we have done many mistakes during the first match, particularly defensively. We were not good like we have done again during the group stage. So we must correct this mistake, but also we need to be ready to fight a lot, to put the fire on the ground. It's very important to start this match powerfully. And for sure we will change our strategy. But what I can say about the player, about the technical staff, about everybody, that for sure nothing is impossible. And we believe on us. Firstly, we believe that we can win the match, but to return the situation, we must play with a big heart, like men, but nothing is impossible.
Kaizer Chiefs midfielder Nkosithile Nkobo and defender Njabulo Blom says they will give their fans something to cheer about when they face Simba SC in Tanzania on Saturday.
Honestly, I think the coaches came up with a very clear plan, and it's worked very well for us. So yeah, I think we need to carry on with it and make sure that we also get points coming Saturday.
We'll go there looking for to win the game. And I think that will help us, get the results on Saturday. As players, we've spoken about it. Simba is a very good team. We won't go there and underestimate them.
Away from the CAF Champions League, but staying with CAF, a delegation from the continent's football governing body is in the Cameroonian capital, Yaoundé, to begin an inspection tour in the country in preparation of next year's Total African Cup of Nations to be played in Cameroon. The inspection tour will begin on Saturday, the 22nd of May 2021 in Yaoundé. The delegation is made up of experts from various fields, including competitions, events, marketing, broadcast, TV, media, hospitality, security, and various other divisions that are key in delivering a global African Cup of Nations tournament. Supported by FIFA experts, the delegation will assess the country's state of preparation and also discuss the specialists from the local organizing committee, the possible technical support needed. The idea is to ensure that facilities under renovation or under construction for the competition comply with CAF standards. In beach soccer, with just a few days before the kickoff of the Beach Soccer African Cup of Nations Senegal 2021, DR Congo has withdrawn from the tournament. DR Congo qualified for the final tournament after their opponents Cote d'Ivoire withdrew the qualifiers. The tournament will now be played with seven teams, and Group A will be composed of Senegal, Uganda, and Tanzania. Group B remains unchanged. It includes Egypt, Morocco, Mozambique, and Seychelles. Uganda San Craze player Emmanuel Waswa believes the East African country is well prepared for the tournament.
We expect to play in the finals because all our goal is to play in the World Cup. And to play in the World Cup, you have to play finals. It is one goal, one team. And you know, when we work as a team, we shall achieve our goal to play in the World Cup in Russia.
Staying with football news, in Tunis, the curtain has officially fell on the 2020-2021 Tunisian League season. With the final game played on Wednesday, Ospoirons de Tunis emerged champions for the 31st time in their history and the fifth in a row, dominating the football scene in Tunisia. Despite their 2-1 loss against ES Metloi, Ospoirons was already guaranteed their title, finishing the competition on 60 points, 10 more than closest rivals Etoile du Sahel.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Now to athletics. Caster Semenya of South Africa will make another bid for Tokyo Olympic qualification in the 5,000 meters in Durban, according to her SA-based manager, Leroy Newton. Caster Semenya has switched her focus to the 5,000 meters after she was barred from competing in her favorite 800 meters event when World Athletics regulations prohibited women with difference of sexual development from competing in distances between 400 meters and the mile unless they took hormone-suppressing drugs.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson Omale with another extra spicy African sports package. Finally, two-time Olympic 800 meters champion David Rudisha of Kenya will not defend his gold medal at the Tokyo Games because of a hamstring problem. The 32-year-old Rudisha has been hobbled by injuries in recent years. His agent says, and I quote, "I can't comment on his future at the moment and whether he will compete in 2022 or not. He is currently contemplating on what he wants to do next." Contemplate this, Voice of America listeners. David Rudisha lowered his own 800 meters world record at the 2012 London Olympics, clocking 1 minute and 40.91 seconds. Thank you, for tuning in, and have a nice weekend. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.